Mesechtes Bava Basra, Daf Ayin Dalet, the last line on Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, and we are in the middle of a series of 21 stories, and we already saw 11 stories that were relevant to Rav Bachana, and the last story that we saw, Rav Bachana was traveling in the Midbar, and he was traveling together with an Arab merchant, and this Arab merchant had a talent that he was able to pick up dirt, and was able to tell people how far they were away from a specific town, or from a specific water source, and we now continue with the 12th story, and our Gersa of HaGemara is, Omali that the Arab merchant told me, and some agrees for Omar Rabba Bachana, Omali Hutaya, that this Arab merchant told me, Ta Achvilach Beis Midbar, come and I will show you the burial place of those who died in the Midbar, and Azli Chazasinu, Vidam Kumadil Mivsimi, and I went and I saw them, and they appeared to me as if they were drunk, and we continue on Daf Ayin Dalamud Aleph, Vigonu Aparkid, and they were lying on their back, and as Rashbam says at the top of Amid, that they were lying and their face was shining like they just drank wine and they were drunk. Rashbam continues, that they were lying on their backs and their faces were upwards and that's why we were able to see their face. That those of Klai Yisrael that were between 20 and 60 that died in the Midbar, they have a chelik l'imabar and therefore their faces were radiant and they looked like they drank wine. The Gemara continues, by v'skifa birke d'chad minayo and one of the corpse's knees was raised up and the Arab merchant was able to go underneath the knee of this person while he was riding on a camel, which is of course a very tall animal, and therefore the Arab was at a very high height, and while the Arab was holding up his spear, and even so the Arab merchant wasn't able to reach the knee of this person, and of course it would seem from here that at least this person that was from the Mesa Midbar was very tall. And in Taptes of the Amid Vigonu Apak and Mikanam that from this Gemara, Rabbi Natan brings a raya that the Lashon HaPakid that is also brought in Masechtas Brachos b'negiyah leaning kriyishma is referring to someone that's lying on his back. That the face is lying downwards. As if so, the Arab would not have been able to go underneath this person's knee. And it seems that the Rashbam is also trying to prove this from our Gemara, but instead of proving it from the fact that the Arab was able to go underneath this person's knee, Rashbam makes this point based on the fact that Rav Bachana was able to see their face, able to see that the face shone and it looked like they were drunk. And let's see the Rashbam on the fourth of the wide lines at the top of the Amid. Rashbam clearly learns that this story actually happened and this Arab merchant actually went underneath the person's knee. As the Rashbam states, and you can't explain that when Rav Bachana was saying this story, he was just telling us that it was so high that if the Arab merchant wanted to, he could have gone underneath the knee. The Ishiur Kama V'lei Mamish Chazam Maisahachi, as if it was just to tell us the Shira, but Rabbi Bachana did not see this actual story occur. Then Havalei Lameima V'ayel Pasha Tusebirkei, then he shouldn't have mentioned the Arab merchant, and he should have just mentioned that a rider was able to ride underneath his knee. Inami V'ayel Gavra, or he could have said that a person went underneath his knee, and V'loi Ho'ilei L'haska HaTayar, and he shouldn't have mentioned the Arab merchant, and by the fact that Rabbi Bachana was so specific, therefore we see that this Maisa actually occurred. The Dvar learns a bit differently, and the Dvar states, V'avizkifa birkei d'chav minayu, bo loima ki loy kosa inayin v'hayudayim ke'edim yayin. The eyes of the Mesa Midbar did not diminish and did not dim. V'afo pishim yeshuim bahara, even though the Mesa Midbar were lying on a mountain, v'heim ovrim be'emek, and Rabbi Bachana and his entourage were traveling in a valley, k'shir shataya iva reichav gomo v'chaniyasa b'yaday v'leim masig la'kavoseim, and therefore we see that was very far away, as that is why we said that he went underneath his knee, as they weren't really taller, just that they were lying at a higher point. Im kolzen, even so, near mar panem edon kolkach, the kolshkinim hayo imdim bekiruv uveshavalhem ayin sham. Gemara continues, paski chadak kana de chalto de chav minayu, and Rabbi Bachana says, I cut off one of the corners of that tzitzis, and as Rashbam says, that I wanted to bring it to the chachamim in order that we should be able to learn the halachas of tzitzis, if we passing like beishamai or we passing like beisilal. Once I took this corner of the beged, v'lehav mistagilon, l'maisa, my animals weren't able to move, and as Rashbam said, v'lehav mistagilon, behema, sheyinu reichlin, lo yichaylin leilech, and amali, and therefore this Arab said to me, dilma shaklis midi minayu, that did you take anything from them, and if you did so, that's what's causing us not to be able to move. The Arab merchant told me, I had re returned that to the mason, the gemiri, as we have a Kabbalah, the man, the shakl midi minayu, lo mistagile, as anyone that takes anything from the mason midbar will not be able able to move. So So I went and returned the corner of their beged, and then we were able to move. And then when I came back to Rabbanon and I told them the story, Armuli, they said to me, and every Abba referring to Rabba, and Rabba is like a contraction of Reb Abba. And as Rashbam states, that this is similar to Ravina, whose real name was Reb Avina. And Chacham told Rabba Bachana that you're foolish like a donkey, and every grandson of Chana is a fool. Rabbanon explained, that why do you cut off the corner of the beged? Because you want to know if we pass like Beshame or like Beisol. So even though you had to return the corner of his tzitzis, you should have counted the amount of strings, and you should have counted the amount of knots and the amount of sections. And as Rashbam brings for the Gemara, Maseches Menachos, the Tanna Rabbanon, Kama Chutin Unoisin, that how many strings do you have to place in the corners of a beged that has four corners, or in a talis, Beshame Imim Baba, Beshame holds, we put four, which means that we have eight strings, and Basil says three, which we double over and would be six. And of course, as we know, in this case, we pass like Beishamai, that we do four, which of course makes eight strings. And even though we have a general klal that Beishamai b'makom Beishilel in a Mishnah, however, this is one of the six exceptions where we pass like Beishamai over Beishilel. And in second tesis on the Amid, Peski Chodah Kana de Dechelta, Mashma Hocha, Sheyesh Tzitzel to Mesim, that's Mashma from here, that Mesim war tzitzis, Beishutcha Shahin Chnasim Echayim Bekeva, but we could be Deicha because we know that it went in alive into the Kever. As we know that every Tisha B'Av they would go and make Kfarim, and they would lie down in the Kever, and then they would see who woke up in the morning and who didn't, until the last year when they would lie there for 6 nights until Tu B'Av, and at that point they realized that the Gzira was already bottled and that everyone that was supposed to die already died. Shekol Ere Tisha B'Av Vayoichel Gishen Chayim Otech Kevreim Vaybaskol Yoytze Vaymeres He Bottle Achayim and Amesim Ayin Taisis Ayin Taisis, where he brings other Rayas. And then Taisis continues and asks a question from the Gemara Masechtas Brachos on Daf Yud Ches, where Rabchi and Rabbi Enosin were walking in Beis HaKveres, and Rabbi Enosin's tzitzis were dragging out a kever. And Rabchi said to Rabbi Enosin, you should lift up your tzitzis, as the Mesim should not say that tomorrow they're going to come and be part of our group, and they will eventually die, and meanwhile they'll be mecharef us, and they're embarrassing us. It seems that corpses did not have tzitzis, and Taisis explains that's not shver, and the afagad the yeshlan tzitzis, that it's possible they wore tzitzis, become mokum mecharefen esam, shemayron atzim shein chayovim, that mesim term, that those that are alive are still chayiv, however, mesim are patam in a mitzvah, and therefore would still be included in leg l'rush, cherefaso. And as the Gemara tells us, himself the Shabbos, kimen shemes odom, nasach hofshin a mitzvah, therefore, taste is, I will kosh ala minig, shenegon lahasa tzitzis b'tali shal mesim, but I'm able to time, shesham mizik ne loiter, lefisha tzitzis edesu shekayim kolatoria, that this is oil tough reish, that tzitzis itself is a gematria of 600, and v'ches chutin, and we have eight strings, behek sharm and five knots, hare tayag, the achshav she'en chashuv and kolkach, hare ukiul meyed edesheka, now that we're not so chashuv, so by wearing tzitzis, it seems that you're saying that you kept all tayag mitzvahs, and of course that would not be true, and therefore it's ki'ilu meyed edesheka, v'hochinam yashim medrash v'aslam tzitzel d'yresim l'dar tam, that the only time that you should wear tzitzis is only during a generation that's tam. He's continues, v'aymu read, v'yumeyim ha'yukulim mekayim mitzvah tzitzis, v'yishah ha'yukulim talisa shil dal knafais, v'lkach ha'yislan ap b'meisan, av'l ata she'in l'kulim b'chayein, ein lasas b'meisan, afilu mishay loy b'chayev, sh'loy l'vayish es mishay'in loy. Three lines from the bottom of the thesis, he states, v'aydam read, ha'chi p'rushay, that he shaitet v'adyo minaluhu, ha'inu sh'masirim b'y tzitzis, u'misalkan esim yad, l'idea sh'kayim mitzvah tzitzis, l'fisha beged chodesh, v'lehusim b'y tzitzel ma'ilam, tzach lasim b'y, v'chein oigim b'eretz Ashkenaz, and in Germany, this was the minig, l'hosim tzitzis b'tal shomeis, she'inika sh'kayim mitzvah tzitzis, u'miyad masirim, and right away, we remove the tzitzis. And the Gemara continues with the 13th story on Mali. So the Arab merchant said to Rabbi Bachana, Ta'ach filoch Hasinai, and now let me show you where Hasinai is. Azli chazoi, the hadri le akravei, and when I saw that there were scorpions that were surrounding Hasinai, the kaimiki chamri chavrasa, and they stood there like white donkeys, and they were protecting the mountain. And shemati baskol shemeres, I heard a baskol that stated, Oili shenishbati, ba'achshav shenishbati, mi mefili, that woe is to me, that I made a shvua, and now that I made the shvua, then who will be made for the shvua for me? Once again, the Gemara tells us, Kiyasoy l'kamid Rabbanon, when Rabbi Bachana went and told the story to Rabbanon, Amuli, they said to me, Kol Abba Chamer, Kol Baba Bachana Sichsa, when you heard this baskal saying that woe is to me, that I made the shvua, Hoy l'chol loyma, mufaloch, mufaloch, and you should have been made for the shvua, as Rabbanon felt it's pashut, that this shvua was referring to the shvua that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made many times, that Klai Yisrael has to go to Golos because cause the averus. But the Gemara tells us who suffered dilmush was the malbulhu that the ma'isa he thought that maybe the baskel was referring to the shvuah that Kosh Baruch Hu made regarding the malbul that he will never bring a malbul again. And as the pasuk tells us in Yeshaya, and the shpati me'avor me'nerach, and therefore Rabbi Bachana felt that he would be made for that nedar. Hakadosh Baruch Hu will be able to bring a malbul, and he potentially will destroy the entire world. However, the Gemara tells us Rabbanon im kain oyli lama. Rabbanon felt that it's pasha that that's not the shvuah that baskel was referring to. As if so, why would the baskel say oyli that woes to me? And certainly Hakadosh Baruch Hu is not happy to bring Puranis on the world. And as the pasuk states, bechol tzarasam leitzar, that any time there's a tzar in the world, that causes pain and anguish to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And I in the bottom Taisus on the Amid that Taisus is v'tema that my in Hakadosh Baruch Hu made for ba'atzmai. That why is that Hakadosh Baruch Hu himself is not made for his own nedar? And Taisus brings a raya from the Gemara Maseches Chagiga. The nedar yesh la'afar medechsev ashen shpati ba'api v'dashin ba'api nishpati v'chazani al mashu made for ba'atzmai. So we see Hakadosh Baruch Hu himself could be made for his own nedarim. Taisus continues and asks on that Gemara Maseches Chagiga v'ahi kasha dehich made for atzmai. That how is it Hakadosh Baruch Hu will be made for his own nedarim? V'aminu perak ilon darim lo yachal devarei mikan lechacham she'im made for atzmai ayin sham. And keep in mind that as we know, a husband is made for his wife's nedarim, but a chama matin nedarim. And the Gemara used the lashon hafara, which seems to be the wrong lashon. Shita mekubetzes brings lav dafka mefer el klima mutalach inami yesh koyach biatzadikim levatal gzeres Hakadosh Baruch Hu shvua. And therefore, the lashon hafara is proper, as they're not actually being mevatal of the nedar, but being made for it. And just like a husband has the ability to annul his wife's nedarim, so the chacham have the ability to annul Hakadosh Baruch Hu's nedarim. Gemara continues with the 14th story. Amali, so the Arab said to Rabbi Babchana, ta achvi lach blui de koyach. Let me show you where koyach v'adasa was swallowed up. Chazoy trei bizoy. So he showed me two places where there were cracks in the ground. V'avikam mafki kutra, and there was smoke coming out of those cracks. Shakel gvavu de amra, and the Arab took a bunch of wool. I'm shinim b'maya, and he soaked it in the water. U'datzitza bereisha de remcha, and then he put them on the tip of a spear. V'ayle hasem, and he put it into those cracks. V'chiapik have ichrech achuchei. Even though the wool was so wet, but when he took them out of these cracks, they were still singed. And Amali and the Arab said, "Atzis my shamet, you should listen well, and you should be able to hear what they're saying." Ushmi is tava amrin. I was able to hear that they were saying, "Moshe v'sirasa emes v'him b'doyin," that Moshe and his Torah is emes, and they are liars. And Amali and the Arab continued and told me, "Kol tlas yomim hadli gehenim lahacha kibasim kalachas v'amri hachi Moshe v'sirasa emes v'him b'doyin." And every 30 days, Gehenim brings them to this point, and they're turned like meat that is in an oven, and they say, "Moshe v'sirasa emes v'him b'doyin." The Rashbam states the Loshen Atzitz is Haskes Ushma, which is Loshen of listening very carefully, and Sham is Tekamri. And how is it that they were able to hear anything? As they went down alive to the depths and to Gehenim. And the Rashbam states Kol Tlas Yemen Kol Rish Chodesh. They're referring to Rish Chodesh specifically. Kibasa B'Kalacha Shem Hapchon Isa Kadesh Tispashol. Part of that Einish is that they get turned over in order that they should be cooked very well. And of course, there's a terrible Einish. I once heard that Lachira, if they're saying that Moshe V'Sirasa Emes, the Lachira, it seems that they did tshuva, and why are they receiving this great Einish so many years later? And they explain that when they said Moshe V'Sirasa Emes, then they qualified it by saying V'Him Badoyin, that we are liars, and therefore everything that we said is actually not true. And even though we said Moshe V'Sirasa Emes, we really don't believe that. And the Gemara continued with story number 15. Amali and the Arab merchant continued, come and I will show you where the earth and the rikia kissing each other and they come together. And lemaisa, once I got to that point, so I took my bread basket and I put it in the window that was in Shemayim. And Adam and Slimla, once I daven, so I looked for my bread basket and I wasn't able to find it any longer. So I said to the Arab, are there ganavim around here that stole my basket? Amalina said, "Hi galgalta rikia who the hada not avle macha haka or mishkacheslo." That since you placed the basket in the area where it goes into Shemayim, so therefore the Shemayim kept turning and kept rotating. In 24 hours, it'll come back to this original spot, and you'll be able to get your basket back. Rashbam states hech de nashke arav rikia makum gavoya hoyisham shenoishkin yachad zel zeh, that this was in a very high area, and the earth and the sky touch each other. V'lav haynu sefer ilam d'malach chamish shomei yeshanam avi, that the ma'aseh is 500 area between the rikia and the earth. The Bach brings down the Lashon of the Mashal, V'loi uchel leida echegia l'oise mokum goiva, she'ekar v'l'shemayim, haloi mahal tav kufu, v'gam echle nisraf mehavla, and how could it be that he wasn't burned up? V'tza Tzarech Ian, I can Lishenoi. The Bach comes to answer this, Venir Lataritz, Alpi de Iser, the Eretz Yisrael, Gavoya Mikolaratzes, then Cain, Efshalema, after Mishamayim Laertz, Mahal Tafkov, even though there's 500 years of space between Shemayim and Eretz, Mikol Mokum, Efshalema, since Eretz Yisrael is Gavoya Yosem, Minkatseya Eretz, Shu Mokum Nomuch, Mahal Kamamea Shonim, Balichas Agaiva, Um Eretz Yisrael Shemayim, Efshashaini Gavoya, Rak Mea Shana Yosa, Kafi Alichas Rabba, Baha Omer Beretz Yisrael, Mokum Shurabba, Baha Yochel Lelech Lagia, Lo Isse Mokum, and the rest of the Teretz of the Bach is missing from our Gesa and from our texts of the Bach. First 15 stories was with Rabbi Bachana, and the Gemara continues, and the next 6 stories are not with Rabbi Bachana. And the 16th story is Rabbi Yechon Mishtoi. Rabbi Yechon told us, Zimna Chodah v'Chazinu b'Sfinta, there was a time that I was going on a ship, v'Chazinu Hukavra, and I saw a fish, the Afgil Reishim Yoma, that stuck its head out of the sea, v'damin Ene k'trei Seira, and its eyes were like 2 moons, v'nafetz Mayim mitati zime k'trei Mavri desura, and water came from its 2 nostrils, like the 2 rivers of Sura. We were gurious, v'nafetz Mayim mitati zime, and Rashbam brings a girsa, v'nafetz Mayim mitati usya, but it has the same meaning, and it refers to its nostrils. And the Gemara continued with story number 17. Rav Safra Mistori, Rav Safra stole the story, Zim Nechada, v'chazdim b'svinta, there was a time we were going on a ship, the Chazina Hukavra, and we saw a fish, the Afkel Reishim Miyamo, this fish stuck its head out of the water, v'havale karne, and it had horns, v'chakulea, and there was an engraving on its horn, and the engraving said, Ano beria kala shebayam, that I am one of the smaller barriers in the yam, v'havina tlas meyapasi, and even so, this fish was 300 passa long, v'zilin l'pumet l'viyasan, and I am on the way to go to be fed to the l'viyasan. Amar Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi says, Hahu izi diyamu, that this story happened with a sea goat, the b'chishav islokani, that it goes and looks for food, and it has horns, and as Rashbam states, izi diyamu, shekom mashi yesh b'yabashu yesh b'yam, that all the various creatures that we have on dry land, there's also in the sea, chutz min hachulda, aside from the weasel. And Rashbam explains, the b'chishav chefer b'yam, it digs in the sea, b'karnel, with its horns, levake shachem azin esel, in order to find its own food. Story number 18, Rabbi Yechon Mishtoi, Rabbi Yechon and Osama Geris, Rabbi Yenison told over, Zim Nechad to have a Kazlin b'svinta, there was a time that we were going on a ship, v'chazin da'kit lisa, and we saw a box or a chest to have a kum mikbar ba, v'anam tevus magolias, and there were precious stones and pearls that were attached to the chest, v'hadril amini the kavri in the mikri kasha, and it was a bunch of fish that were called kasha that was surrounding the box and protecting the box. Let's continue on daf ayin dalam habeis, nochas ba'amroi lasuye, we sent down divers in order to bring up this box, v'rogash, and these fish sensed the person that was coming, uboi l'shamti la'atme, and they wanted to cut off his thigh in order to protect himself, v'shod azika d'chala, so he took a bottle of vinegar and he threw it at the fish, v'nochas, and because of the bad smell of the vinegar, so the fish got scared away and they ran away and they left him alone, nafil baskala amalon, and the baskal came out and said to us, my islchu b'hadi katlisa, the bistud Rab Chanina ben Doisa, that why are you touching the box that really will belong to Rab Chanina ben Doisa's wife, that see the shari t'choltaba, the tzaddik al-amad asi, that eventually in Olim Haba, she will put t'chelis in it, and she will give that out to the tzaddikim in Olim Haba. As we had the story in Mesechtes Tainis on Daf Chaf Hei Manalev, Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa was very poor, and he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give him money, and a hand came out of Shemayim and gave him a gold leg from a table, and Lemaisa was one of the legs that he would have received as a gift and as his reward in Olim Haba, and his wife said, I don't want it, as I want my schar in Olim Haba, and Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa then gave it back to Shemayim, and the hand once again came and took this gold leg back from Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa. The Gemara continued with story number 19. Rabbi Huda Hindoi Mishtoi, Rabbi Huda from Ethiopia told us, Zim Nechada Vizlin Besvinta, there was a time that I was going on a ship, Vachazinahu Evan Tava, Navahadli Tanina, and we saw a precious stone where there were a bunch of large fish that was around it and protecting it. Nachas Bar Meroy Lasoye, so we sent down divers in order to bring up this precious stone, Asa Tanana Rogash, and these fish were magish that he came, and Kaboy Lemivlala Svinta, and it wanted to swallow up our entire ship. Asa Pishkinasa Paschal Reshe, and Raven came and cut off the head of this fish, as a Fichuzumaya Bahavadama, and since this fish was so large, so the water turned into blood, and Asa Tanina Chavre Shakle Vitale Vichoya, and another fish came, and it took this precious stone and hung it around this fish, and it caused the fish to heal, and the fish lived. Hada Asa Kaboy Bola Svinta, so then the fish came and once again wanted to swallow our ship. Once again, Hada Asa Tzipra Paschal Reshe, and this bird once again came and chopped off the head of the fish. Shaklu Lahu Evan Tava, so then the diver was able to get this precious stone, Shaduyul Spinta, and he threw it into our boat. Havahani Tzipri Malikhi Badon, and we had salted birds that we had with us in order to have food to eat. And Svinu Alai. Elayu, and we placed a stone onto these birds. We did this in order to test if the bird would come alive or not. These salted birds came alive and shaklu, and they took the precious stone, uparklu abada, and they flew away with the precious stone. And the Gemara continues with story number 20, Tanur Rabbanan. We learned to the Braisa, Maisa Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shua, Shoy Boyim Bisfina, the story of Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua Tanoim were coming on a ship, Bahoy Rabbi Lezer Yashin, Rabbi Shua Neya, and Rabbi Lezer was sleeping, and Rabbi Shua was awake. This Daz Rabbi Shua, Benina Rabbi Lezer, and Rabbi Shua got scared, and Rabbi Lezer woke up, and Amaloy, so Rabbi Lezer said to Rabbi Shua, Mazi Yeshua, Mepin Mazin Zdata, that why are you trembling? And Amaloy, and Rabbi Echon said to Rabbi Lezer, Ma'or Godo, Reisabiyam, that I saw a major light in the sea, and Amaloy, and Rabbi Lezer said, Shema Inu Shalviyasin Risa, that potentially you saw the eyes of Liyasin, the Siv, as the Pasuk states in the Eov, Enav Kafafi Shachar, that its eyes are like the eyelids of dawn. And the Gemara continued with the 21st and the final story. Amr of Ashi, Rav Ashi stated, Amali Huna Banasan, Huna Banasan told me, Zimna Chodah Vakazlin bin Midbara, that it was a time that we were going in the Midbar in the desert, Vahavi Yerech, or Vahavi Atmed Bisra Badon, and we had a piece of meat with us, which was from the thigh of the animal, which of course has the Gira Nasha, as well as Chalib, which is also to eat, and Pasachna Venekrino Vanachna Espe, and we cut open the thigh, and we did Nikur, and we deveined the animal, and we took out the Gira Nasha, and we also took out the Chalib, in order that we should be able to eat it, and meanwhile we placed it down on a type of grass that was growing in the area, and at the Mesinan Sivi, and once we went to get wood, and we brought back the wood, Cholam Atma, that the thigh of the animal was healed, and it became whole again, and Vitavinan, and we roasted it whole, and Hun Banasim continued, Ki Hadrin Labasa Tracy Yachishasa, that we returned to that area after another 12 months, Chazin Al Hanu Goymer Davakum Alachshi, that we saw that the coals was still flaming, and it was still hot and glowing, Ki Aser the Kameda Mema, Omali, Hau Ispa Samtri Hava, Hanu Goymer Durisma Hava, and when I came in front of Amema, he said that that herb must have been what's called Samtri, and those coals were from a wood that's called Risma, and therefore they lasted that long. Keep in mind, although the thigh regenerated, but certainly the Gidan Nasha and the Chilev did not regenerate, and therefore was mutter to eat this thigh. And Rashbam explains, Samtri, Esav Shemachaba, it's a type of herb that causes things to regenerate. Kedarmin Ba Makabal Ba Ilu Trevis, the Avalei Samtri V'choya, and Rashbam explains that the wood was called Risma, Roysam, She'enge Cholov Kavim Mehera. The Gemara continues, Vayivra Lekim and Sathin Madelim, the Pasuk in Bereishis tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the great fish. The Gemara brings Machlekes, Hachat HaGimo, in Babel, they were Metagim, Azil Diyama, this refers to the Re'imim that are in the sea. However, Rabbi Yechon says, Zeh Leviyosin Nechash Briach, Vel Leviyosin Nechash HaKlosan. Rashbam explains that Nechash Briach is Leviyosin Zocha, is the male Leviyosin, V'zokav Hu Kabriach, and he's straight like a rod. The Nechash HaKlosan is referring to Leviyosin Akeva, the female Leviyosin, Shemakav is Kala Ilam, that's flexible and encircles the entire world. And Rabbi Yechon continues, Shenem, as the Pasuk in Yeshaya states, by Yom Hu Yifkad Hashem B'charbe HaKoshavah G'dayla V'chazoka, Al Leviyosin Nechash Briach, Al Leviyosin Nechash HaKlosan. Therefore, we see from the Pasuk that there are two Leviyosins, one is male and one is female. And Amar Rabbi Yehudim Rav, Rabbi Yehudim says in the name of Rav, Kol Masha Baruch HaKosh Baruch Hu Ba'ilama Zohar Dekeva Barim, that everything HaKosh Baruch Hu created in this world, he created as male and female. And similarly, Af Leviyosin Nechash Briach, Ve Leviyosin Nechash HaKlosan, Zohar Dekeva Barim, Ve Mol Nizkakin Zel Zeh, and HaKosh Baruch Hu realized that if they have relations with each other, and they would have further children, and Machriv and Kolayim Kulay, they would destroy the entire world, and Ma'asar HaKosh Baruch Hu, so what did HaKosh Baruch Hu do? Sirius says, Zohar V'Hargan HaKeva, that he castrated the male, and this way the male couldn't mate with any fish, and he killed an akeva, umochel tzaddikim la'asalavai, he preserved and he salted the female leviyasan for the tzaddikim la'asalavai, shenemen, as the end of the pasuk in Yeshaya and Perchav Zayin, pasuk al states, v'haraga satanin ashabiyam, the pasuk is really referring to la'asalavai, and it tells us that at that time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will kill the male leviyasan, and he'll feed it to the tzaddikim, but previously he already killed an akeva, and he used a lashon of v'haraga satanin, and it didn't use a lashon taninim, and he used a lashon yachid, and now lashon rabim. Ayin Rashbam Dilu Maskel Sirius says Zohar, where his first pshat is as we explain Shlei Zakek L'Shar Dogim Inami, and he brings the second pshat the Leila Heavily Tzar Taiva, that this way the Zohar would not have a Tzar Taiva, and certainly would not be Mizakik with other minim. Gemara continues Ba'af Behemis Bahari Elav Zohar Nekev Baram, and also the Behemis that mentions in Tehillim as the pasuk states Kilik Chaisiyara Behemis Bahari Elav, and we're referring to very large animals. Those were also created as a Zohar Nekev. Once again, Vilmoli Niskakin Zel Zeh, and if they would actually have relation with each other and they would have other children, Machrim Kalaim Kulay, they would be so large and be able to destroy the entire world. And therefore, my Osar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Sirius HaZacha, once again, he castrated the male, Vitzinan Akeva, and instead of killing the Nekeva, over here he cooled down the type of the Nekeva for Tashmish. And as Rabbeinu Gershom states, Bitzinin sa Nekeva, Shalei tisavet l'shum zacha, Gemara tells us that once again, Shmar le tzadikim l'asad lavai, and he preserved these animals for the tzadikim l'asad lavai, Shenema, and as the Pasuk previously states in Eov, Hinei no behemus asher sisi imach, let's see that these are the behemoths that I made together with you. And the next Pasuk tells us, Hinei no koicha b'maslav, va'ina b'shriya b'tnai. Gemara tells us, Hinei no koicha b'maslav, zezacha, just refers to the male, that its entire koich was in its loins, and never actually let out zera, as it was castrated. When the Pasuk states, va'ina b'shriya b'tnai, Nekeva, this refers to the female of this behemoth that it never gave birth. And the Gemara continues and asks, Hasim nami l'sasa l'zacha, v'l'tzana l'nekeva, why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed the female of Yasan? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have just cooled its taiba for Tashmish and he didn't have to kill it, the Gemara explains, Dagim Pritzi, that it was impossible to cool down the taiba of a fish, as a fish's very parts, and would still have taiba. And the Gemara now asks, V'le'evet Ipcha, why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu castrated the male of Yasan and he killed the female of Yasan, let him cool down the female of Yasan, and let him kill the male of Yasan? And the Gemara explains, Ibayis Ema, Nekeva Malicha Mali, that either he specifically did so because when he salt a female fish, that would be better tasting than a male fish that was salted. And Ibayis Ema, or I could tell you that Kivin Dechsev, that since the Pasuk and Tehillim in Baruch Hinashi states, Leviyasan Zeh Yitzata L'Sachri Bay, that HaKadosh Baruch created the Leviyasan to play with, Mahadi Nekeva Lava Yerchara, and it wouldn't be proper to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu plays with the Nekeva, and instead HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed the Nekeva, and he kept the male of Yasan, Kaviyachol plays with the male of Yasan. The Gemara continues and speaks about the Bahimas Bahari Elef, and the Gemara asks, Hachinami Lumun Chil Nekeva, so why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu kill the female animal and salt it in order to give it to Tzadikim Asalavai? And the Gemara explains, Kavra Malicha Magli, Bisu Malicha Le Magli, that salted fish is very tasty, however, Basad that's salted is not very tasty, and of course, fresh meat is better than salted and preserved meat. The Gemara continues, V'am Rabbi Yudam Rav, Rabbi Yudam said, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided he wanted to create the world, at that point it was water all over the world, and he said to the Tsar of the sea, Pesach picha ubala kome mishbailam, open up your mouth and swallow up all the waters of the world in order that the Yabasha should be seen and we should be able to have dry land. So Amal Lefano said, Shashal Yam said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shleilam, Daisha Em Bishali, and I have a hard enough job of swallowing up my own salt water, and I don't have enough capacity to be able to swallow the rest of the world's waters and the rest of the world's fresh water as well. Miyad bot boy v'haragoy, and right away HaKadosh Baruch Hu kicked it and killed the Sash El Yam. And then, as the Pasuk in Eve states, B'kecha roga hayam uvesu nasa machatz rav, through HaKadosh Baruch Hu's strength he was able to split the sea, and with his tfuna he destroyed Rahav, which refers to the Sash El Yam. And Amar Bitzel, Rabbi Yitzchak states, Shema Amino Sash El Yam Rav Shmoy, and we see from here that the Sash El Yam was named Rav. Now that Rav was killed and Rav is at the bottom of the sea, will Molly Mayim Mechasna say, not for the fact that water covers over it, and Kalberi Yechay Lam Berechay, no one will be able to exist because of its bad odor. Nema, as the Pasuk in Yeshayah says, Yireyu V'leyashchisu B'chol HaKotchi Ki Mola Oret Deyes Hashem Kamayim Liyam Mechasim. Gemara tells us, Atikri Liyam Mechasim, that don't tell us that water covers up water. And as Rashbam explains, that certainly that would not make sense, Shereya Yom Atzmai Mayim Hu, as the Yam itself is water. And therefore, when the Pasuk says, Kamayim Liyam Mechasim, it means El Sar Shel Yam Mechasim, that the waters cover over the Sar of the Yam. Gemara continues, V'am Rabbi Yehudam Rav, and Rabbi Yehuda says the name of Rav, Yadin Yotzim Maris Pamayas, that the Yadin source is from the cave of Pamayas. Tanya Mehochim, we learned to the Brisa, Yadin Yotzim Maris Pamayas, Umahal B'yomi Shel Sifchi V'yomi Shel Tveria. Then the water from the Jordan River goes and travels into the Yam of Sifchi and to the Yam of Tveria, which of course we know is the Kinneret, Umisgagel V'yerid L'yam HaGadol, and eventually it goes into the Mediterranean Sea. And then the water continues until it gets to the mouth of Leviathan. Shenema, as the Pasuk states in Eiv, Hein Yashik Nor V'Liyachboiz Yiftach Ki Yagiach Yardin Opiu, that the Leviathan is batuach, that the Yardin waters will come into his mouth. The Mer continues, Mask of Lo Rav Ba'ula, the Rav Ba'ula is the Shaila, Hai Behemis Bahari Elef Ksiv, that Lemaisa, this Pasuk is not referring to Leviathan, and it's referring to the Behemis Bahari Elef, which were very large Behemis that they grazed on 1,000 hills every single day. Based on this question, Elam Rabba Ba'ula, therefore Rabba Ba'ula explains, this Pasuk in Eiv means to say that Emesai Behemis Bahari Allah Batuchais, that when are these animal Batuach, that they will live, Bizman Shemagiach Yadim Befil Shavu Yasan, when they see that the water is still flowing to the mouth of Yasan, then they see that Mashiach did not yet come yet, as once Mashiach Mashiach will come, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will shecht the Lov Yosan, and eventually he will shecht the behemah as well. And as Rashbam explains, Im Misai behemahs Bahari Elof Betuchai Shelo Yimusu Kal Shor Sheyagiach Yadin Lepiv Shel Lov Yosan Dechol Zman Shehu Chai Betuchat Hein Kamoy Chayin. Therefore, they are also confident that they will also remain alive. Ritva explains, Im Misai behemahs Bahari Elof Betuchai Bizman Shemagiach Sheinim Yureyes Mishum Dinu Gzeirah Shetove Aleim Bizman Sheyagiach Yadin Lepiv Shel Lov Yosan Kal Zman Sheyisol Begolus Raimi. That all the time that Yisrael is in Golus Raimi, Ein Pachal Shum Uma Ki Dinam Limaisa Mashiach, as that Din will only happen Limaisa Mashiach Ayin Sham. And this is going with Shitasai of the Ritva, as he explains that a lot of these Gemaras are a reference to the various Golias that Klai Yisrael went through, and we will stop over here.